Tell me about the truth of these legends. What did you find in your work and research? What's out there?
As far as vampires go, there's a couple different ways to answer that. First off, you know, there are thousands and thousands of people who believe that they are vampires. The sanguinarians. They believe that is who they are and what they are. They have a fairly organized religion. There's even a set of rules called the Long Black Veil, and that they are supposed to live by. And many of them believe that they actually possess supernatural powers and may. You know, I'm certainly not one to judge either way, but they firmly believe it. And there's also a worldwide group called the Other Kin, who believe that there are various types of were creatures. You know, werewolves, were leopards, were unicorns, were, you know, that some other creature lives beneath their skin, and that either they can manifest that form at times, or they just simply are aware that that's what they are. And there are hundreds of thousands of them worldwide. And people have interviewed them. Some people, you know, you can say, okay, they're just having fun with it. And there are some people who, you know, after psychological testing, it's clear that this is their true belief. So that's one component. The other component is there are people out there there are phenomena out there that go beyond our ability to explain, and that continues to cultivate my open mind. There's also the people who believe that there are monsters out there and act on it. Like, for example, a couple of years ago in Malawi, the African nation.
Mm-hmm.
Some Red Cross workers were attacked because the people believed that they were vampires.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story.
Yeah, they were collecting blood.
Yep.
In certain parts of Malaysia, you can be fined heavily for not burying bodies properly because it can cultivate or can lead to vampirism, that the dead will rise if they're not buried properly, and you get fined for it. These beliefs persist into the 21st century, and it's not always uneducated folks. It's people who, this is simply part of their belief system. It's what they deeply believe.
Who was the most famous of the werewolves? Was it Lon Chaney?
In film, Lon Chaney Jr. was definitely the most famous, though. And it's because of Lon Chaney Jr., by the way, that Benicio del Toro wanted to do the Wolfman. It was his role model.
Uh-huh.
Actually looks like him in several scenes in the movie, which is interesting.
Really? Okay.
And he collects artifacts from that movie. But my personal favorite of the werewolves was Oliver Reed in Curse of the Werewolf. I thought that was the first truly scary werewolf.
Oliver, and he's not with us anymore, is he?
No, he's not, sadly.
Wasn't he in Gladiator?
Yes, he was. I think that was his last film.
Yeah, he died of a heart attack or something,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was good. He was good. Tell me a little bit about the Greek myth of, what's that, Lycanon?
Yeah, there are a number of werewolves in folklore, in mythology that show up. The Lycanon one is a guy. He was the king of, I believe, Arcadia, and he had a whole bunch of sons. You know, evil, who were evil as he was, and
just like Saddam Hussein's too, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And they were visited by Zeus, who came to, this is Greek myth, what can I tell you? And Lycaon set out a feast, but the feast was human flesh, cooked human flesh. And Zeus freaked, not really crazy about that sort of thing. So he turned all of Lycaon's sons into wolves. The moral, essentially is that if you act like an animal, then you should be an animal. And to some degree, especially within Greek folklore, that's the origin of the world werewolf myth, that they all, descended from those sons who were turned into werewolves.